Welcome to A Voice for Creators. I'm your host, Daniel Norton. Today I want to talk about basically a pretty old blog post. It's by Paul Graham, and they talk about the idea of schedule. And I mentioned a few times before about scheduling an organization, and people said that they were interested in those subjects. So I thought this article was super useful and super interesting because it encapsulates a lot of ways how I operate. Paul, at least at the time of writing this article, was like a venture capitalist or something, which is not at all what, or a programmer or something to that effect. Not at all what I am, obviously. But the idea is that there are different types of schedules. The maker's schedule, which is something where we need to block things off in large chunks. The idea of like taking a half a day to do something, or a day, or multiple days, versus the manager's schedule, which is what most business type people and most people think of, which is the hour by hour schedule. And it's funny because as I was reading this blog post, and of course it'll be linked in the show notes, I thought, when I look at my book, that's exactly what I do. When I take my planner, which I linked to it in the show notes, I don't put hour by hour exactly what I'm doing. I put a handful of tasks, usually grouped together in chunks, usually half a day to full day. And the reason why I do this is because when we're doing creative tasks, it's very difficult to switch gears. It's hard to go, all right, 1 hour, I'll do the podcast. Hour number two, I'll do my accounting. Hour number three, I'll do a photo shoot. Hour number four, I'll do some computer work. It just doesn't work like that for us. So I generally, us being creators, generally, what I like to do is give myself time to ease into a project, fully immerse myself into it, and then ease out. So usually about half a day. And what's funny about this related to kind of photo too, is that when a while back, this is now a long time ago, when I was doing headshots again, I'd done them when I first moved to New York, then I went to other things, then I went back to headshots. At first, I noticed that a lot of people were doing, everybody was doing digital at that point, and they were doing number of images and how much time, and I was looking what people were doing. And I noticed that most of the people that were the more high end, for lack of a better word, headshot photographers, did not do it that way. They didn't say number of pictures. They didn't say 2 hours or get in and out quickly or fastest headshots. What they usually did was they blocked out half to a full day for a headshot session. And you might say, well, geez, how do you make any money? Well, they charged a lot for it. And I felt like that was a better way for me to operate. Partially because I think that in the scheme of things, you want as much time as possible with somebody. You will almost never use it, in my experience. When I used to do headshots, I did half days, which is 4 hours, and very few people stayed beyond two and a half hours, or I should say very few people shot for more than two and a half hours. Sometimes it took an hour to get comfortable, to get into it, to have a cup of coffee, to talk, to hang out. Sometimes they stayed for an hour after, and that was the great part about it. They knew that when they came to my studio to work with me, they weren't going to be rushed. I was going to give them all the time that they needed to make the best possible shot. I would look at them, I've talked about this before, we'd look at the pictures with them after. Nobody ever left the studio going, no, I hope I got good shots. They left knowing they had shots they loved. And that's because I was able to give them all that time. Can I shoot a great headshot in half an hour? Could I shoot 50 corporate headshots in a day and bust them out? Have I done that? Yeah. Is that my ideal? No. Because for me, I want to be able to, again, ease into it, set up the lights, talk to the people, get the information from them, get a feel for them, the conversation. Then the shoot builds up, and then they're not rushed out for the next person. They've got time to linger, to talk, to have a cup of coffee, hang out while I'm putting away the equipment, whatever they want to do. That's cool. And to me, that just works better. And this is kind of translated into everything I do. When I do these podcasts, I set aside half a day for recording them in the morning. They're, as you probably listen to them, they're not that long, but I spend time. I look down what I want to say. I make little notes to myself, get it fresh in my head, and I sit down and I record. Could I sit down for 20 minutes and break out a quick podcast? Sure. And occasionally I have done that, not on this podcast, but on my other podcast. If you don't know, I have another podcast. I have a podcast that's about gaming, basically. And, you know, sometimes that's what I do. I just, that podcast is a little different. I kind of plop it in where I can. When I actually need to put the thought into something, I want to give myself time to do it. Before I sat down to record this today, I spent about an hour. I read the article. I thought about it a bit. I had a cup of coffee. I walked around a bit. I kind of tossed around ideas. And all that together, blended together, gives me the ability to stand here and just talk about it. And that is what, well, I'm actually sitting, if you can see me on Spotify. But that's basically where I'm at. That's how I like to work. And that's my preferred way of working. Some people are not like that. They need to bounce around. They need to do different things. I just can't. And I found that a lot of creators are more like me. So when you look at my schedule for the week, I generally block off six of the 7 days for work, if you will. And on those 6 days, I basically do about two things a day. Yes, each one of them might have smaller tasks built in, but a voice podcast is what I do on Mondays in the morning. I get up, I get comfortable, I read a bit, I have some coffee, I record. In the afternoon, I do something else. Tuesdays, I do another thing. Wednesdays, I do another thing. And this is basically how my schedule is broken down. 12 chunks of time that I can utilize to create the best possible work I can do. This is not always possible for everyone, and I know that. But if you are a creator, and if you are working a job that has a regular, we'll call it a management schedule, and so your mind just tends to work like that, on the days that you take to create, rethink how you do things. Don't block it out hour by hour. Don't allow a meeting in the middle of two headshots. Let the day be about that. Let it be about the creation. Let it be about the free flow of the thought, the process. Let it be that thing. And I think ultimately it'll be more satisfying and hopefully you'll get even better results. That's what I do anyways. So I would love to know if you guys have schedules like this. Let me know. You can reach out to the show by emailing me, daniel@dnphoto.com. You can also join my Discord server and reach out to me there. You could send a voice message if you want me to play it on the show. I haven't said that in a while, but you sure can do that if you like. Any way you want to reach out to me is totally fine. Check the show notes. You'll find links to all kinds of stuff, including a link to this blog post and a link to my Patreon if you want to support the podcast. In any case, I'll talk to you soon.